You're listening to Workaholic, a podcast that helps professionals like you escape burnout and experience growth. My name is Kiko Mabilog. Thank you for joining me today. What is up, workaholics? Kiko Mabilog here. You are listening to Workaholic with Kiko Mabilog, a podcast that helps professionals escape burnout and experience growth in their careers. Wow, it has been longer than a heartbeat since you've heard from me and I've heard from you. I hope that you have been having an amazing, productive time. We just came from a long holiday break and started a new year. It is now officially 2023, and I hope that everyone's been having an amazing year so far. We're almost down to the last portion of January. One more month has passed by, and I hope everyone's been productive. I hope everyone's been, you know, slamming those goals that you've been busy. And I say that because words actually are going to be our topic for today. But I hope that more than just being busy, that you've actually been productive. And yeah, just going straight into that word right there, busy. How many of you have heard yourself say this a couple of times already since the new year started? I'm sure that many of us, we use that word a lot, especially if you're workaholics. And of course, you're probably listening to this podcast because in some way or another, you are. And we say that word a lot. We say we're busy. We're busy with work. We're busy with projects, with our businesses, busy with our passion projects, our hobbies, whatever it is. And we seem to throw that word around. And, you know, there's a good side to the word busy, especially when you're busy doing things that you love doing, that actually drive results for you. And that's great. But there's also another side of busyness where sometimes we're busy with things that might not be something that we enjoy, or some things that we don't enjoy, or sometimes we're busy with projects that might not be bringing in the results that we want, whether it's the profit that you want, the fulfillment that you want, the impact that you want. And we throw that word around a lot. You know, I mean, I can't think of the many times that people have said this to me. And if you've said this, then you probably find yourself sometimes in a place where, wow, I'm so busy. And sometimes it can be it can come from a good place, a good kind of busy. But many times as well, we can be busy, and that busyness can come from a place of stress. Sometimes it can come from a place of unfulfillment, or sometimes it can even come from a place of burnout. And many people have said, you know, those words coming from those unfavorable circumstances. I'm so busy. And, you know, I mean, probably you've told a friend, I want to be able to come to that vacation, that barcada vacation, but I'm just so busy. Or you probably said that to, you know, a family member, where someone probably in your family invited you, come over for dinner, come over for lunch, or let's meet up for coffee. And you say, I want to, but I'm just so busy. I don't have the time. And the one thing that busyness really, why it stands out for many of us, is because many times it's actually like the polar opposite of freedom. We have one side where we're busy, we're overwhelmed with deliverables, with things that we have to do. And then the complete opposite of that, which many of us really want, is freedom. This year, my goal and Cess's goal, our goal really this year, is to experience more freedom in our lives, more time freedom to be specific, you know, freedom to choose the things that we get to do. I think we're in a place right now with our business where we're starting to select, you know, the things that we want to do day in, day out, and having the opportunity and having the privilege really of letting go of the business when we want to, stepping back. We finally hired managers in the team that can run operations even when we're not around. And that's been amazing. I am so grateful that we made that decision to empower leaders in our organization, and setting ourselves up where we can, you know, spend more time with our kids, with each other, with projects that we want to do, new projects that we want to do. We're starting new ventures this year that I'm really excited about. But getting to this level has not been easy. We've had to let go of some clients, some really good paying clients that have been there from day one of Blockland Strategy. And we had to let go of them because it was just, you know, we were sacrificing our time freedom for these clients. And we had to say no more to opportunities, quote unquote. And it's hard because you see, wow, there's a lot of opportunity here, opportunity for growth in this industry. If we started this service, started a coaching service, and we actually had to start saying no to coaching clients because we knew that it would just be, you know, detrimental to our time freedom. And then we also had to be selective about what we chose to do. There's just so much opportunities. Many of you probably know we're in the marketing, growth marketing space. And there's been a lot of growth in social media paid advertising. And it's a good service. And if you're here and you're listening to this and you provide a service, then, you know, mazel tov, great, that's good for you. But it's just not for us because we realize that there's not that much time freedom in that service. And now we have the freedom to move around as we want. Just today, we, you know, spontaneously booked a travel for less than a month from now, 2 weeks from now. And we could do that because we have the freedom to be able to do that. You know, I can choose not to work if I want to. I mean, we've set up, you know, the business in that way. And also, I'm currently employed in certain companies where I have that time freedom, where I can just tell my superiors, my supervisors that, you know, I'm not going to be around. And if there's anything urgent, just let me know. But things are running smoothly and I'll get to things when I get to things. And I have that freedom. And I realized today that that's a privilege that most people today don't have. A lot of people are really bound to the 9-to-5. And even business owners today who get into business because they want that time freedom, they find themselves working around the clock and they just can't let go of their responsibilities. I was talking to one of my clients, coaching clients, where she's running a highly successful franchise business and she's earning a lot of money, but she can't remember the last time that she spent time with the kids with, you know, uninterrupted, not having to think about work. And that's difficult. And you know, I mean, of course, that's not everyone's goal. Some people like to be in the hustle and bustle every single day. But if you're here and you're listening to this and you're saying, I want that time freedom, then I implore you to ask this question, what am I doing today in my life in order for me to experience that time freedom? And why is it the day that I can't achieve that? If you're here and you're saying, you know, I want time freedom, but I just can't seem to reach it. And conversations I have had with many people and observing people who I work with, people whom I've had the privilege of knowing, some people that I've coached, and I ask those people that question, what is the one thing right now that is stopping you from experiencing time freedom? And the one thing that I've noticed over and over again is the reason why people don't experience time freedom is because we keep on glorifying the busyness of life. Let me say that again. The reason why we don't experience time freedom is because we keep on glorifying busyness. We love being busy. We feel guilty when we aren't busy. We feel bad when our schedules are not packed up with like 100 things to do. And I've been there. I remember the first few times I was going through this, you know, this season of trying to experience more freedom in life. I had days where I had like 5 things on my to-do list instead of like the 20 that I used to have before. And I looked at it and I felt bad. It's like, wow, am I a bad person because I don't have a lot to do today? We feel guilty when we aren't busy. And we feel good when we are busy. When we look at our calendars and we see that we have to work from 8 a.m. till 12 midnight, or when we have like 7 Zoom calls in a certain day, or when we look at our week and we say, wow, I don't even have the time to take a breather. We feel fulfilled, or not even fulfilled, you know, I mean, that's the paradox of life. It's not fulfillment, really. It's actually the sense of I'm really successful because I'm busy. But deep down inside, something's telling you that that's not the case, that you aren't as successful as you want to be. And that glorifying of busyness, really, it comes from a place where we think that that's the only way that we can become fulfilled and successful in life. But then when we really take a step back, and if we really, you know, made like an internal audit of ourselves, we would find that instead of fulfillment, there's overwhelm, there's unfulfillment, and there's even a certain level of burnout. And we've talked about, you know, the levels of burnout in a previous podcast before. And you look at that and you ask yourself the question, is this the kind of life that you really want to live? Or would you rather have more freedom and less busyness in your life? My friends, if you're here and you're saying that I want more freedom in life than busyness, and I'm here to tell you that it is possible. But for that to become possible, we need to stop glorifying the busyness. We need to stop feeling good when we're busy. And we need to stop punishing ourselves when we aren't busy. What needs to change for us to experience more freedom? What needs to change is the mindset, the thinking that busyness is good. Because it's really not. You know, and I'm not talking about, you know, getting a lot of things done. You know, that's productivity. Busyness is getting a lot of things done, but feeling unfulfilled and not feeling too happy about it at the end of the day. You're not meant to be busy, my friends. You're not meant to be busy in a bad way. You're meant to be productive and fruitful. They're completely different things. And doing more does not always mean that you're going to achieve more. In fact, many times, the less that you do, the more that you'll actually be able to achieve. You know, like that's one thing that we've really done in our business is we've focused on the things that we want to do. For the longest time, we were a one-stop shop, right? We would do anything and everything that would come in. But then we started to say to ourselves, no, these are the things that we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on organic social media marketing. We're going to focus on SEO and content writing. And we're going to focus on very selective business coaching. We're doing everything we can to be really good at those things. And Cess and I have separated our roles so that there's less overlap. She focuses on operations. I focus on business growth. I focus on strategies. And by doing less things, you know, we've actually started to achieve more. And I've been on that, you know, in that journey myself of stopping the, you know, the tendency to feel bad about not being busy. When our days aren't, you know, filled up with nonstop work, that's not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, that could actually be your breakthrough. When you start to see, you know, the results that you want, but still have lesser work, and we'll probably talk about this at some point, how you're going to be able to achieve that. But if you're at that level and you're saying, and you're listening to this and you're saying that I'm at that level, I don't have that much to do, but you know, my income is at the level that I want it to be. My projects are continuing to run on their own. My boss is telling me that they're still happy with my work. Then my friends, that you have stumbled upon gold right there. What needs to change is that you need to stop thinking that that's a bad thing. Because for the longest time, my friend, you've been glorifying busyness at a level where you feel like that's the only way for you to live life. But there could be a better way where you have more time for yourself, for your family, for passion projects, for the community, whatever it is, where you have more time where you're not doing things just for the sake of money, for the sake of career, for the sake of, you know, professional advancement, but you're actually starting to live a bit more and more every single day. And so the simple application is simply this. Take time to do an honest audit of your outlook towards busyness. Are you glorifying it? Or are you trying to remove more of it from your life? Which are you doing today? I hope that this podcast episode has added value to you. I know it's pretty short, it's shorter than usual. But really, I just wanted to throw that question at you today. Are you busy? And if you're busy, if you're saying that I love what I do, then great. You know, that's wonderful. But if you're busy, you're overwhelmed, you're not happy about what you're experiencing in your life, and you want to change, then the first step, my friend, is to actually stop glorifying the busyness. You are not meant to be busy if you don't want to be. You can instead choose to be productive and fruitful and find more ways to do less things and still achieve the same things or probably even achieve more. You know, take that audit, take the time, and we're going to start throwing more resources your way if you want to. I actually have a lot of resources on my website, patrickmabilog.com, in order for you to be able to, you know, focus on productivity, cut your work hours. You can check out my website and read blogs there, and probably listen to more of my podcasts, you know, in previous episodes about how you can achieve more productivity. But hopefully, my friends, if busyness is not the kind of life that you want to live, then it's time to make a change. I hope that you have an amazing week ahead of you, an amazing year ahead of you. Let's stop being busy and start becoming fruitful. I'll see you the next time around. Bye.